Blog Talk Radio.
What? Praise God, everybody. Welcome to the Preacher and the Miracle Man show for a Wednesday evening. On this Wednesday, March the 28th of 2018, the Wednesday before Easter, we are so glad you could join us. Wherever you may be and however you may be accessing the show tonight. And I call you blessed. And I hope that you will enjoy this program. I am your host, the Miracle Man. Preacher Man, we haven't heard from him in a while, but to hear from him soon. And, folks, we do have a busy show tonight, very busy. And here's what we got planned for this evening. We're going to look at John chapter 20. And talk about the resurrection of Jesus. And then I'm also going to do a quick review on some things that we went over. On previous shows, when it comes to, you know, the blood of Jesus, some things like that. So we're going to do that. Then, after that, we have some sports to get to tonight, including some predictions. We have basketball. We have college basketball. We have Red Wings hockey. We have Tiger baseball, and we have a Lions signed a pretty important piece today. So, gonna discuss that a little bit. Going to predict the first series of the Tigers, as well as to predict approximately how I think the Tigers will do this year when the season is said and done in late September or October. Folks, before I give the how to call in and stuff, I'm just going to make an announcement. Folks, I am going to Ohio, the Cleveland area, on Friday and Saturday. I'm going on Friday to the IX Indoor Amusement Park, which is an event held at the International Exposition Center in Cleveland, Ohio. And I may do a Miracle Man Express show from there, as far as to talk about like what rides there are. And then on the way back, either on the way back to Michigan or on Friday morning, depending on when we leave, we're gonna stop to Waffle House to get some grub. Yes, my favorite thing to get when I go to the Waffle House is a waffle. with peanut butter and syrup and some biscuits and gravy. Breakfast of champions, I tell you right there. Breakfast of champions. Enjoy eating it, and I know you would too. Great folks there at the Waffle House. You know, I was looking at Facebook last night in one of the groups here in Midland that I'm a part of. You know, issues and events in Midland, Michigan. Some guy, he posted two different things about Waffle House. For one, he says we need a Waffle House and said where he thinks it should be. Secondly, he did a poll to see whether Midland should get a Waffle House or an IHOP. But he rigged it by telling everyone that IHOP was trash. Folks, here's the thing. I don't think IHOP is trash. I like IHOP. But I love Waffle House. So I would say if this was an option, here's what I would put in. Get an IHOP first, then get a Waffle House. And I know you folks might be saying, well, Miracle Man, you just said you like Waffle House more than IHOP. Yes, I did. But we don't have a Waffle House in Michigan yet. I think we have a better shot to get an IHOP than we do a Waffle House, even though I'd rather us have a Waffle House. That is the reason why I'm saying it. Or I'd actually be happy if we got the Waffle House first. Midland had the first Waffle House in Michigan. It'd be a certain symbol of pride, you know, I think. Saying, you know, we got the first Waffle House in Midland, and we could draw people from up north at least, and maybe some people from like possibly Flint, but certainly Bay City, Saginaw, Cadillac, like as they're heading to Detroit area. People from Detroit aren't going to come to Midland, though. They're going to go to Toledo to play with fire. I mean, the Buckeyes. And so, that to say, Waffle House is amazing, but I already did a Miracle Man Express from Waffle House in December. So, but I will still be going to Waffle House because I want some food there. I will be doing most likely a Miracle Man Express from IX Indoor Amusement Park in Cleveland. Right near the Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, actually, on the west side of the city. Also, I should remind you that I am at McDonald's, 4925 Eastman Avenue, just north of Saginaw Road. And McDonald's wants to remind you that they always say, when we are up, when you're up, we're up. As many locations, including the McDonald's I'm sitting in right now, are open 24 hours a day. So that's something they use for the various McDonald's that are open 24 hours, is they say, when you're up, we're up. Basically, if you're up and about going to work or whatever, we're open. It's a pretty cool thing. And I do have a Coca-Cola right beside of me. That is, in fact, the best beverage, fountain beverage in the world. And I'm not saying it has to be the classic Coke. It can be cherry Coke. It can be vanilla Coke. Hey, it can be the new Georgia peach or the California raspberry Coke, but I'm looking to find them in fountains someday or in 20-ounce bottles. As I think that would be pretty cool, because I can't wait to try those new drinks. Hey, Annie, can you please switch this out? Can you please switch this out? New Coke. But anyhow, folks, you got McDonald's. Coke is always the winner. Sam always says, Preacher Man always says his Dr. Pepper's the winner, but I beg to differ. Coke's the winner. Write that down. Coke is always the best, always has been, always will be. Mountain Dew's good. Sprite's pretty good. Coke is the best, though. And Pepsi does not stand a chance at all. Not Pepsi. I'm a Coca-Cola man to the core. Man. But, so, no. Folks, those of you who have been with me for a while, bear with me for just a minute. Now, those of you who have new friends and family members who are interested in listening to the show, here's what you tell them so that they can be a part of this great show. And what this is how you can join us, how you can stream the show. And it's really easy. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. And then you'll see a search bar. In that search box, you type in Upfront Entertainment. That's the name of our station. So you type that in. And then you should see a link. And that link takes you to Living Large. And that's us, the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. And you hit that link, you know, you'll be connected. And then there'll be a button where you can stream us live. There's also a notify me button, excuse me, a follow button. And what happens if you hit the follow button is you're going to get notified when we're getting ready to do a show. And it's a real cool thing. And we'd love it if you would follow us. Give us a follow. Because here's what's going to happen. Sometime this weekend, we're probably going to do Miracle Man Express show. It'll be shorter, and it'll generally just be about the rides and what have you that's at the IX Indoor Amusement Park. And then on Monday, for example, we're going to have our next full show. And then on Tuesday, we're going to have another show. And Wednesday, and et cetera. And you're going to get notified when we're getting ready to do a show. And so, We always say this. It's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or your iPad or your laptop. It's always a smart idea. Got the smart technology, so use it. Why not use it for something that's going to be good for you and be good for your soul? Amen. Hallelujah. In addition, we have a telephone number where you can call us at. And we can talk about just about anything you want to talk about. We can talk about sports. We can talk about faith. We can talk about the crucifixion of Jesus or the resurrection. Why you think that we haven't had any real warm spring days yet, in which it's been like over 65 degrees. By the way, I command it to warm up. Louder? I'm talking to folks. I didn't feel like I was talking to Mike. Sorry. Okay, let me try this. Sorry, folks. And then I need backup refill and with no ice. But sorry about that, folks. We were just dealing with a couple of technicalities. But anyhow, we can talk about why you think that we need warmer weather. As I demand, I mean, I claim that in the name of Jesus, that this cold spell, okay, it's been pretty good today, but I've heard that 65-plus degree weather comes to us soon. So I wish we had dominion over weather, that we could just say, cold weather, move, get out of our way, and then the next day it's like 70 degrees. Oh, I wish. generally, we can talk about anything you want to talk about, except for politics. Now, the telephone number to call us at is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Now you'll listen for the prompt. You'll hear a prompt that'll say to press 1. And then when you press 1, what's going to happen is that you're going to go through a call screener. And then you'll be led on to the show so that we can talk together. You can pray. We can do whatever you want. But we have two quick rules that I'm going to go over very briefly because, as I said, I got a bunch of stuff to get to tonight. So rule number one. As I said a minute ago, this show is not a political talk show. I don't believe that talking about politics necessarily breeds life to everybody. Some people just want to argue, you know. And there are good political talk show hosts, good political talk shows that you can call into and talk to. People like Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Ron Beck, and Rush Limbaugh, all of these are available, for example, on this area, 100.5 FM WSGW. They're great shows, and if it's politics you want to talk about, call them. But if you want to talk to me about politics, I'm going to tell you that you should pray for the leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to do. And then we're going to tell you to vote in the elections, as votes matter, votes count. So if they're not doing a good job by you, vote them out, please. Vote them out. And so we have another rule. This show, Preacher and the Miracle Man Show, is a family-friendly show. And this means generally that everything you say and what have you, we would like to keep it nothing above PG. Maybe PG-13, maybe possibly, but preferably PG or G rated. So if you can help us with that. And by the way, the Bible tells us not to let any corrupt communication come from our lips. And so you can help us with that. Help us with the rules. And we don't have these rules to be hostile. We have these rules to help make this show a good quality show. And let me tell you something. I'm not a Bible-thumping bully. I'm a believer of God. And I live by faith. I walk by faith. And I believe the Bible. I'm not a believer. So, if you want to call me a Bible thumper, the better term for that would be a Bible believer. And that's what I am. And we believe that we are going to change the world through faith and radio. And so, with that, I'm going to start with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get into our evening. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for tonight. I thank you that you be with us as we study your resurrection tonight. As you have risen indeed, I give you praise and honor and glory for that. But I pray, Lord God, that we would remember the suffering that you went through in the events leading up to this. The shedding of the blood and the cross and everything else that went forth. And I pray, Lord God, that these people would remember this too and they would realize this and that this is all significant. It's not just some silly little game, what have you. And I pray that they would find you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the program as a whole. I pray that you would bless this program. Bless the listeners to come on and listen to it. I thank you, Lord God, that you would bless me, bless Miracle Man. Bless those who helped me do this. I thank you, Lord God, that you would increase our supply. I'm believing God for, we believe in you, Lord, for finances to come into the show, for new equipment to come in, for sponsors to come in and help us, and for an increase in our audience. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, let's open our Bibles to the book of John chapter 20. Praise God, John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Let's look and see what happened on Resurrection Day. Excuse me, I mean John. Excuse me, it would be, in fact, John 20. So let's go to John 20. And while I'm turning there, let me just remind you of something. This show is not just a guy sitting here at McDonald's doing sports predictions, giving sports scores from what happened last night, and exhorting you on things. It is all of these things, but ultimately, the goal is to get listeners to participate. And generally what that means is it basically means this. When what?
Maybe I was just trying to call in and it's not working.
I don't know why it wouldn't work.
I'm gonna go on here and see it.
Because he's gonna have you gotta pick up the thing or whatever, I guess. But,
well, I'm not the host, so I didn't.
Sorry. I don't know why it wouldn't work. I guess. But anyhow, sorry, folks, but generally what we like is for our listeners to participate.
And it is. You can still be happy.
Okay,
hello.
Okay, keep talking. I think they were game at me.
But I was gonna say a minute ago, you know, sorry about the technical difficulties. But I was gonna say, folks, this weekend.
Is it working? Okay. Yeah. Well, I have to move because it like echoes.
Oh. Hello.
Okay. Keep going with it.
Hello. Now, this weekend, folks, is not about.
All right. Yep.
A 3 or 4 day weekend where you go have go take the time off of work and go have your party. This weekend is not about that. This weekend is about remembering what Jesus did for us and celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Praise God. The resurrection. And our blood covenant with him. We have a blood covenant with our Jesus. A blood covenant. So that we don't have to do the burnt offerings, the drink offerings, the fellowship offerings, and kill an animal to talk to God. You know, Jesus made it so that we didn't have to do that anymore. And he, for 3 years of his life, from the age of 30 to the age of 33, he spent his life ministering, teaching, preaching the word unto us. He died. And he rose again. He carried the cross for us. He did it for us, folks. That's the reason why Christ did this stuff. He did it because of his love for us. It was his love that made him do it, because he went through so much when he was up there on that cross, nailed to it. He couldn't get himself off it because he was nailed to it. You know, and how brutal it was up there. But he's not in that tomb anymore. He's alive. And he is seated, as I said earlier, at the right hand of the throne of God. He washed away our sins for us. But let me remind you guys of something. When we sin, when we do something that is something that God told us not to do, when we do it, we have to ask God to forgive us of our sin. And then we have to repent. Repentance means you turn away from it. Repentance doesn't just mean, I'm sorry, Jesus, can you please forgive me? And then you go back to doing whatever it was that you were doing that you shouldn't be. Repentance means you turn away from it. And God, Jesus said, but I will forgive them. I will forgive them. I will forgive them. But you cannot blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. That is an impardonable sin. But anything else? God can forgive you. Jesus can forgive you for stuff that the law will not. You mean to tell me that I can go murder? No. Jesus will forgive you of it, but that doesn't mean you should. At all. Mm-mm. But Jesus loves you. He'll forgive your sins. And folks, if you're listening to this program and you don't know Jesus, he can save you. And if you confess Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you give your life, and if you give your life to Christ, you know, something really cool is going to happen to you. Everything you did before you gave your life to Christ, whatever sins you did, expunged. Expunged. It's like how here on earth, like how in this country, if we were to get a felony or a misdemeanor expunged from our record. That's what Jesus does to us when we give our life to him for the first time. He'll expunge the sin you did previously from your record. But from then on, after you give your life to him, you're going to have to give an account to God for the good you did, the bad you did. Did I tithe? Did I not tithe? And what have you? So, folks, if you want to give your life to Christ, then by all means, do feel free to call into the show. Please, call in and we can help you. We'll tell you what to do. It's really not that hard. It doesn't take long to give your life to Christ. It costs no money, and it doesn't hurt at all. There's no poke. Hey, it doesn't even feel as bad as holding your mouth open at the dentist's office, even though that might not be painful. It doesn't even feel as bad as that. And I know because I was just at the dentist today. And so, yeah, it's really important that you know Jesus, that you know my Jesus. And so, Lord, I thank you for this show tonight, and for this word tonight, and I thank you for this week and everything you went through. I thank you, Lord, that you are risen from the grave. And that you are in heaven now. And I pray, Lord, that this week, that we wouldn't just lose track of you and what happened. God forbid, Lord God, that these people would just not go to church, not pray, not read their Bible in order to celebrate Easter. Claim that we'll celebrate Easter with you, Lord. And we'll have you in it, and it won't just be about the silly Easter bunny and the candy. And I thank you, Lord, for that. In the name of Jesus. Now, there's a song that I want to sing. It's called Amazing Love. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. And I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. Honor you. I'm accepted, I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. And I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, I know it's true. No, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. In all I do, I honor you. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amen. He's our King. Thank you, Jesus. for being our King. And let's always remember what you did for us. You paid a price we could not pay. You paid a price, Jesus, that we could not pay. We were bought with a price at Calvary that we could not pay. Thank you, Jesus, that he did that for us. Amen. Now, we're going to begin with some sports. Now, here, what am I going to do first? In hockey, your Detroit Red Wings got a good win last night at the Joe Louis Arena by the score of 3-2. They, at one point, were down 1-0, but they gave up a goal seconds into the game. But then the Wings got a goal. Then they got another goal in order to untie it. Then they got another goal later. So 3-2 Red Wings. Pistons are at home tonight, 7 o'clock tip. You can listen to it on 100.9 FM. Saginaw Spirit play either tonight or tomorrow, but they need to win. They need to beat Sault Ste. Marie in order to have a game 5, as the Spirit are currently down 3-0, 3-0. Now, in Lions news, the Lions got running back Blount out of Philadelphia. They picked up a great running back who was on the Philadelphia Eagles just this past season. And he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. He's starting to get a little bit older, but I think he has a good year or a couple of years in him. And I think this is very positive news for the Lions. Very positive news. News that could help us, because we have to improve our running game in order to be successful in the league. The NFL has also clarified the catch rule so that this could possibly help us. I'm glad that they finally did this. Clarified what a catch is. And hopefully it can be better clarified that if one of your hands, that if both feet hit the ground and what have you, you got the ball, control of the ball, it's a catch. So, with that, tomorrow, your Detroit Tigers opening day is tomorrow, and the starting pitcher is Jordan Zimmermann. Then they start the season with a series against the Royals. I think the Tigers will win the opening series by a tally of 2-1. They play tomorrow, are off on Friday, and then they play again Saturday and Sunday. 1:10 p.m. start time. You can hear these games on AM 790 WSGW and FM 104.9 WQBX here in the local area. In other areas, please check local listings for station information. Now, new season starting. So time to give the way I see it for the Tigers. Here's what I see. Well, I see a team that is rather young, a team that is minus Justin Verlander, minus Justin Upton, minus JT Martinez. Some young guys. I do feel like we were starting to get some things together later in the Grapefruit League action. Feel like guys like Fulmer, Zimmerman, and the other pitchers were starting to get a good rhythm going. And starting pitching was able to be pretty good. But the bullpen needs to work harder and better and harder for us in order to help us get wins. Batting, if we can get Cabrera to be really good and healthy, I think he could be a good factor for us this year. We have some good batters who are up and coming, so that's going to help us. So people are thinking, Miracle Man, what are you predicting for the Tigers this year? Well, I think the record will be 75-87. I do think we'll have a losing record this season. Honestly, when looking with the fact that we did trade away a lot of our good talent, you know, and went with some cheaper guys, draft picks and what have you. So I'm thinking 75-87 for the Detroit Tigers this year. 75-87. And they start tomorrow. I will let you know how they did this weekend on Monday. And then after that, as I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shows, for example, if they play a game on Monday evening, then I'll tell you what they did Tuesday evening. If they play an afternoon game on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, then I will tell you on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday night what happened. So that's how we're going to handle Tigers coverage. The Preacher and the Miracle Man show. Now, it is time for dun 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 dun. Final four lineups and predictions. As you just heard that music, the University of Michigan, the 3 seed, in the early game on Saturday at 6:15 p.m. Michigan takes on number 11 seed Chicago Loyola in San Antonio, Texas at the Alamo Dome. Can Michigan stop Loyola? That begs to be the question. I think they can. Michigan's got great shooters. Our defense is very good. Michigan did not shoot the ball so well in the last game when they played Florida State. But they did do well on defense, and the defense is what paved the way. I think defense will be a factor in this one, too, quite honestly, for Michigan. I really do. So keys is defense, limit turnovers, and do good at shooting, so shoot a bit better. And what do I think the score is going to be? Michigan, 74. Chicago Loyola, 69. Other game. At around 9 p.m. or so. After the conclusion of the Michigan versus Chicago Loyola game in Texas. Number one Duke. No, excuse me. Number one Kansas versus another number one seed, Villanova. Kansas versus Villanova. Now, let me be honest with you on something. Kansas could have easily lost to Duke. Kansas beat Duke, though, in overtime by 4 points. Villanova looks to me to be a bit more solid. They won the championship 2 years ago. What do I see for this one? Villanova is great at shooting the ball. And at defense, they're good at holding down opponent scores. What do I think is going to happen? I think Villanova is going to win this game by a score of 69-64. So, I predict that on Monday night, when I come back for a full show, I predict to be able to talk about, I'll be able to talk about a championship game that will have Villanova playing Michigan. And then I will give my honest opinion, keys to the game, what I think needs to be done. Does Michigan have a chance to win? And what must they do in order to win? My keys to Michigan, for Michigan for Saturday, is slow down Loyola. Slow down Loyola. Slow down their shooters, you know, and do good at defending them. And I expect to talk about a Michigan victory and a Michigan that's going to take on Kansas or Villanova. I think it's going to be Villanova. But who knows? It could be Kansas. But, folks, I speak Psalms 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, no evil shall befall us, and no plague shall come nigh our dwellings. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk driver, no drug driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us. You're gonna be with us, and we're going to be live with great peace and with great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you as we celebrate this wonderful Easter weekend, this weekend in memory of what you did for us. And I sure love you, everybody. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and have a happy Easter.